When this wall was finished, and the outside double-fenced, with a turf wall raised up close to it, I perceived myself that if any people were to come on shore there, they would not perceive anything like a habitation. And it was very well I did so, as may be observed hereafter upon a very remarkable occasion. During this time I made my rounds in the woods for game every day when the rain permitted me, and made frequent discoveries in these walks of something or other to my advantage. Particularly, I found a kind of wild pigeons, which build not as wood pigeons in a tree, but rather as house pigeons in the holes of the rocks. And taking some young ones, I endeavoured to breed them up tame, and did so. But when they grew older they flew away, which perhaps was at first for want of feeding them, for I had nothing to give them.
However, I frequently found their nests and got their young ones, which were very good meat. And now, in the managing my household affairs, I found myself wanting in many things, which I thought at first it was impossible for me to make.
As indeed with some of them it was. For instance, I could never make a cask to be hooped. I had a small runlet or two, as I observed before, but I could never arrive at the capacity of making one by them, though I spent many weeks about it. I could neither put in the heads or join the staves so true to one another as to make them hold water. So I gave that also over. In the next place, I was at a great loss for candles, so that as soon as ever it was dark, which was generally by 7 o'clock, I was obliged to go to bed. I remembered the lump of beeswax with which I made candles in my African adventure, but I had none of that now. The only remedy I had was that when I had killed a goat, I saved the tallow, and with a little dish made of clay, which I baked in the sun, to which I added a wick of some oakum, I made me a lamp. And this gave me light, though not a clear, steady light, like a candle. In the middle of all my labours, it happened that, rummaging my things, I found a little bag which, as I hinted before, had been filled with corn for the feeding of poultry, not for this voyage, but before, as I suppose, when the ship came from Lisbon. The little remainder of corn that had been in the bag was all devoured by the rats, and I saw nothing in the bag but husks and dust. And being willing to have the bag for some other use, I think it was to put powder in, when I divided it for fear of the lightning or some such use, I shook the husks of corn out of it on one side of my fortification under the rock. It was a little before the great rains just now mentioned that I threw this stuff away, taking no notice, and not so much as remembering that I had thrown anything there, when, about a month after, or thereabouts, I saw some few stalks of something green shooting out of the ground, which I fancied might be some plant I had not seen. But I was surprised, and perfectly astonished when, after a little longer time, I saw about 10 or 12 ears come out, which were perfect green barley, of the same kind as our European, nay, as our English barley.